Oh, without a doubt. When we went down to Mississippi, you know, three of us to talk to him, that was pretty much adamant, even before he agreed to come back. So, yeah, I have no doubt that this is last year.
Have you noticed Brett's demeanor? Obviously, the season's been a little disappointing so far. Have you noticed him being any, you know, more down in the dumps than normal, or has he kept his head up?
You know, I think Brett's in a really good place. I really do. With everything that, you know, has gone on and could be said about it, you know, the one thing that, to his credit, he's done is the second he said, yeah, he's coming, when we were down in Hattiesburg, he has given it full throttle from that point on. And so there hasn't been any, man, you know, why did I come back or any of that stuff. It's been the same old Brett, and, you know, unfortunately things haven't gone our way up to this point, but his attitude hasn't changed, and he's, like I said, I think he's in a really good place right now.
Ryan, what's it been like dealing with not just, you know, the whole Favre saga and even, you know, the Jed Sturger case, but the Randy Moss thing, Chile's future, everything that's gone on around the football field for that organization?
It's been crazy. You know, there's really no other way to put it. We've been, you know, kind of a headline story, it seems like, every week, and little or none of it has had to do with football. And so, you know, with our success we had last year, we all expected big things this year, and so there, we knew there was more of a spotlight on us. And then it just seemed like once we got to Mankato, just something every week has been come up, whether it's, you know, whether Brett's going to come back or not, and then going down to get him. And, you know, we've had some big national games as far as the opener, and then, you know, obviously the stuff that's gone on off the field with Brett and then with Moss. And now, you know, with the chance of, you know, Fire Childress in our home games. I mean, it's just been a crazy, crazy year. And, you know, fortunately, I guess, if there's a silver lining, is that we do have a very veteran group that's used to it. And so we have dealt with it good, as well as you can imagine. And unfortunately, we haven't got the wins to show for it, which always make things a little better than when you're sitting where we are. But it's been a very, very interesting year, to say the least.
Ryan, you've been in many locker rooms through a lot throughout your career. Have you been able to go back and draw to anything to kind of help yourself and the team through what they're going through this year?
Well, I think, you know, you always go back to the years where you were kind of counted out and made runs, and we've done that over here. I think it was 2008 or I think it was 2008 we made a run and you know, ended up winning the division. And you know, even back to Mike Sherman's first year when we came into December and dead last and had the four NFC Central teams on our schedule and swept them all. And when we beat Tampa that last game, we had a chance to make the playoffs. You know, ultimately it didn't go our way. But I think you kind of rally around those years where, you know, everything was against you and everybody on the outside said, you guys are done. And the only thing you have is each other in the locker room. And so, like I said, I think we have a veteran group that can handle the distractions and can handle what's gone on. But ultimately, it comes down to playing on Sunday and getting victories. And everything kind of seems to taste a little better when you get a win. And we just haven't had a lot of them this year.
Mike, is it special playing against the Packers still? I mean, your former team and division rival.
You know, it is. It's, you know, naturally, you want to perform well, you want to play well. You know, would I be lying if I said it's the same intensity and the 10th time I've played them as it was the first time? No. I mean, there's certainly a lot of, you know, different feelings. I'm, you know, going into my 10th time playing them than it was that first year. But I still know, you know, a bunch of the guys and, you know, the support staff and the training room and equipment guys. So it's fun to see those guys. I'm very, very proud of what I did over there and my 9 years there. So it certainly there's a little more, you know, emotion going into this game and this rivalry than there would be playing anybody else just because we were there for so long.
And so many of these games have come down between the Packers and Vikings to a last-second kick.
last play, it seems to be always decided in the final seconds.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of that's what makes great rivalries. I mean, I've been on both sides of it. You know, when I was over there, we beat them twice on game-winning field goals, and then the next year they beat us twice on game-winning field goals. So it's just one of those games that, you know, teams get fired up for the rivals. And, you know, we certainly are in a place where we need a win if we want to have any chance of making the playoffs and getting in this division race. And the Packers are coming off a bye and playing well. So, you know, I think you can always count on it being a tight, intense, close game.
Ryan, how much longer do you want to play?
Well, this is last year of my contract over here. You know, I came over here and signed a 5-year deal, and I still feel like I'm hitting the ball as well as I ever have. It's going where I'm aiming, which in kicking, as I understand it, is half the battle. And, yeah, I'd like to keep going. I still enjoy it. The thing that's changed over the years is now, you know, my kids, you know, Sarah and I have a 9-year-old boy and a 7-year-old girl, and Reese and Shay really enjoy the football games now and really follow the team. And so it's fun seeing them enjoy it. And so I'd like to keep playing, like to keep going until they tell me no. So, you know, I intend to keep trying.
So if it were completely up to you, would you like to stay in Minnesota?
Well, you know, we're comfortable here. I mean, I think if you draw up an ideal world, yeah, I'd love to stay and, you know, ideally play 9 years in Green Bay and 9 years in Minnesota and right off into the sunset. But there's a whole business side to this game that people, you know, don't always understand that, you know, you can't always play where you want and you can't always stay where you want. So we feel, you know, like we've had a good, you know, good run here, and we'd certainly love to stay, but not all that's up to us.
Ryan, do you have a sense that this team basically has, your team has to win, run the table in order to make the playoffs? Is there a sense like every week is sort of a do-or-die situation?
Yeah, we certainly felt that way going into Chicago, and I think that's why there was pretty big disappointment after that game. You know, we know that the writing's on the wall. If, you know, if we want to get into the playoffs, we need to make some hay in the division, and you know, the Packers are sitting at the top, and division games kind of count 2-for-1. So we understand the ramifications of this game, win or lose. And, you know, the hardest thing of a winning streak is getting that first win. And so before we can think about running the table and what's going to happen in December, I mean, we need to give our best shot at trying to beat the Packers on Sunday and, you know, kind of set ourselves up to be able to make December count, because if we don't take care of business this week or next week, you know, those games in December really probably aren't going to matter.
Ryan, in all your years of the league, have you seen the standards rise for kickers? I mean, there are guys who make 70-75% are getting cut. Has it become more demanding, more exacting?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think as a kicker, I've always said, you know, there's no C grades. It's either A or F. Sometimes, I heard the other day, sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield, you know, and, unfortunately, we're at a position where there's no, there's not a lot of forgiveness, from personnel. You know, you just kind of, do your thing and, you know, it's make or miss. And I've always felt like, you know, you need to bring a lot to the table, but you also need to be good in the locker room. And I think, you need to be kind of that guy that's under the radar, not always in the headlines, and just do your job. And, you know, we've been very consistent the 5 years I've been here and even my time in Green Bay. So it's one of those things where I think standards rise at every position. And the kicking game is, as the league has gotten tighter and tighter, the win percentage, you know, comes down to those 3 points. And it may not be 3 points in the final 2 minutes. It may be that first quarter field goal that can get you momentum and win you the game. And so I've always approached it like you know, you just want to be under the radar and do your job and do it consistently well. And so people almost, you know, feel a sigh of relief when you start running around the field. And, you know, I think you see there's a lot of kickers that are injured this year. There's always a lot that, you know, struggling for whatever reason, but It's just the nature of the beast that as the game has gotten closer, the kicks have become more important, and there's less leniency on percentages that aren't extremely high.
Have you paid much attention to the kicking situation here since you left?
I have. You know, naturally in the division, I followed you know, Robbie Gould and Jason Hansen, and then Dave Rayner and Mason. So I certainly know them well, and I've certainly followed it. Yes.
Do you take any satisfaction with your record here compared to some of the struggles the guys have had here?
Well, I think, like I said, I'm very proud of what I accomplished. I'm very, you know, satisfied with my 9 years there. I think Mason has done an outstanding job. I really think he's percentage-wise kind of a victim of his strong leg in that if you kind of take away his 50-plus yard misses, his percentage is not as bad as people think. And so he's actually done a pretty good job. And I think it's just, like I said, it's the nature of the beast that, you know, there's no wiggle room being a kicker. And he kicks in a very tough place. But I think he's done a really good job. And so I think, you know, he, much like I when I was there, you get some lucky breaks kicking to Lambeau, and you get some bad breaks where you just guess wrong with the wind. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think he's actually done done a really good job and probably a better job than he gets credit for.
Ryan, I know you guys have had your struggles on the road, and you even mentioned, you know, the fans have kind of turned against your head coach at home, but what's made you guys so tough to beat in that dome these last couple of years?
Well, it's the noise factor. I mean, it's very, very tough to play, and I can say that from being on the other side of the fence. You know, it's just a tough place to come in and function with the noise as loud as it is. And, you know, when you get into those tight games at the end where our crowd gets even amped up more, like Arizona a couple weeks ago, it's tough to function as an offense. And it just feeds our defensive guys to be able to get off the ball a little quicker. And, you know, we're comfortable playing in the dome and we're comfortable on that field. So, you know, I've always said, I mean, you need your home field to be a huge advantage. And I remember my rookie year when Coach Holmgren used to always say, you know, we take care of home. And we don't lose at home. And it's just a huge thing to be able to control your home field in the NFL. And we've been able to do that for the past couple of years.